sombole tu weekend na turang na marama robo na wan yelewa na bono le bungo New Zealand bungo Sydney na ba city le bungo Wellington na Wellington Access Radio 27.2 FM o sombole tu weekend na turang na marama robo na wan yelewa na sana tini ka bani nundo bono ka sa mai bukit tu tu na bono le bungo Wellington imbule minaka sombole tu gani na za tali na za nimbula na za ninganga ni wan turang o Jesus Kristo ka unita ka na bose ni klo na na roza ni kuwa na beba ungeti na be tumbere ki weekenda ene singa ni ndai ndaki ni mbule ni tabutu ndaki ni mbule ni tao ndati ku mbule vale se da baro tumbe mbule ni khalaka se da baro tumbe ni loma ni motuka kuna da banga baro mo kina mataka ni singa ni ndai sanu ngi tabi mo weekenda bagi tu weekenda ene mataka ni singa ni kuwa ene Wellington Access Radio ene 27.2 FM ene singa ni ndai kuwa au ni taka ni na kauti kenda runa kalu kini ndo tala le bolo ni vingarami ene singa ni ndai lagu tumbe kama i New Zealand di wangi to si mangande si mai zagadaka si mai wuli si wasa mai leo ni wuno tunde tu ene wuno ngu New Zealand kapaka itu itu kena wuno lebo ngu Wellington au sama mbule tu ene weekenda ene singa vina kani kwa esana raba raba kola kuma ikine ene singa vina kani kwa awa mai la umbeka na kaundrobe mbua si madhuata mai mba watakira o kandabu na mai biti tailevu rewa serwa una musi sende mula dabi una droga mati kina musa sana la bukala umba ikina au sama umbule tu gani ena sige mila ni kwa ina yaga tali ni wani turang o Jesus Christo
amen ni devasto sa wana turang ena sige mila kani kwa praise the Lord the chakra mana maipi nengasile amen ni greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page and we would like to say greetings all the way from here Four Shores at the FDB ground and we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us we would like to acknowledge you foreign zone as well as island I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday we take this time to say thank you I believe you're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand Australia American continent for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa Bulawinaka and also to the Europe I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well not forgetting one and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in we would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us today we have been blessed we have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka and not forgetting Korobo let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service the rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central which is Suva and in the afternoon we also will be back here at 2:30 but minus or not with the Eastern Division and we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning we can tell ngana le le sosgloto kemani vakarro with me kemana nomini worship centers so we can lot of matapo vale western but the northern divisions we stand today to say thank you and say greetings we not vale talanga so malua and auntie ili for the group of yesterday thank you see you again next week and thank you to all of you I believe for auntie rosi all the way out there in Sangani we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item and talaga sa Rosie and I believe the Rosie family are there in the Sangani village today we would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well thank you and also to those of you that are here maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody today why we have moved from the gymnasium the melodikina na for sure but if you so weekend the kokenda sembere you vaccinated emily and if you're here we welcome you the unvaccinated and also for the first jabs only kwesembere ni dulava wati belate at the gymnasium na locality ni live ndo ndale lotiki na vina katikina na menda vaccinated fully vaccinated so that is why we move the service to the Four Shore so you can come and also worship with us and let us welcome the unvaccinated today and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium nikotalanga be bakambula weekend so weekend sel ni loni loti loni loti weekend Mrs. Yep. Tukana I believe you are here with your daughter so weekend and the sengani loti new Methodist either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end akirunduri nikot to say we nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us and not only that for the heart that you have to come and worship
worship God with us here at the First Shore. So if you do not belong to the Methodist and you're here with us at the First Shore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the First Shore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum it's maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can make No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami to be one in bullet to be mate sakame ko ko buni wai sa sang ni rawa so we can see like bullet you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to know that we can have a good day. We can have a good day. We can have a good day. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region. The things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying a heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
The solution to every problem that we have,
amen,
whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
kembale ni bishule titi wana kalo dola kumai biyao mai kalo kumai mai ukoe lenga ukoe ngera ukoe matamboko ukoe matareba ukoe putu biyao ukoe ndamudabua kawa ukoe lame lako toto kumai ni lako toto kumai kwa baka nduwa ngaye wanda ni zolata na izolzola mbimbi kalimi meka na watimu kalimi na lubemu nduwe moshi biiko nduwe mwole kamiko ngaina numa tiko kazi tiko na kalo se kazi tiko kazi tiko ukoe hina mataka nisigeni kuwa minda lako maibi ukoe hina mataka nisigeni Da mãe grave com a vai a logo para entender. Cau também no mundo e solo vela que lá. Cani volta munição na numicanda na calo e na sigmina canicoa. Nicombera nem bimbi mo vale. Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to. God, because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. Yeah. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Amen. Sit down. He spoke to the wave, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light. Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind it, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kabikeda Singatambu, not Tamago Kweturanga Rivaktawa. Via Kabini Singatambu, and Ayayani Tikona Tinangu, Naneto Valley Singakina in the lounge, open space, but it's going to store. Kitona Nondonda Mikito Rachelakatu Ministore. Wasting a tambo. And Ayayani in the Neto Sola Natinago, and Mavaro Tikito Navi Mada, Kiton and Dandabu Kitito Kiton the Yetu Nalangser, Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni nini tongunuti Bambakau. Langono susurakitikumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitule lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying. Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts is still the best for you. Gendo bata nsinga tabumaya kito ndamitiko. Osarebe natamangu mela chokwala kasarbe tamangu. Nabingu nikite kito nandabo langa seritu na langa poloto nandabatunga yisei tamangu. Gebuki mai natamangu na nandamitiko kwa sabuki mibiyao. Dabo, buki talamoka kanga kobiyao. Chele, why? I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gathele was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit, yes. You can say, make the decision now. And worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slaves.
Amen.
They were slaves. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. How shakila na nungu na numa mimboletira. Nona chukika, nona tangi chukika, nona warula chukika. Waya ukila tiko na nungu na numa. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Membaleti kemdo. Sanga tali nwe kila. Oye kwa tigo na numu itu watuba. Nga rungo za tigo nikuwa. Na ta. Okiri randini. Pa utima na numu itala na mbaleta na wawai kukuta ni binu muta. Na una sarivi kumekina. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. And bintang ang gusto nando ang nanan ng endabo yan sa nanan endabo sa endabo endabo bandwa. Ausin na ilibo nang ano ba kaya do hunt kaya mo do kaya? Mula tanong ano may wati kina o bangga why? And you know you receive information kaya do kaya tukay nanda kuna kaya do kaya kabango kaya do kaya kabango you hear all those stories when he's dying, and it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated. Stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. Kwaya ko lebe nangon ondo talo tachuki kina nangon me mati kina na tamango aungay bangangara aulo tuwe sile aungay bangara ikoya. Ausenga ni lakwa mo tuwe lai burbura. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access. Go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. Aunque vanga rekoya, o drumo kada na sang sang lot, erongan na balot o sang ni drumo na lotu katolika pati kena lotu mama. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I searched for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, Nakaiba bulithi kina, bulithi mekina na ndio nikatini. Bulithi mekina na lolo. I begin to...
Baby, the world is on the edge of no.